This is from Radha Kant Das. Subject is gluten sabji and soya chunk sabji. Dearest Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to yourself and Srila Prabhupada. I am a disciple of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. We run a Hare Krishna youth hostel in the UK. Some of our resident boys are asking if they can have gluten sabji and soya chunk sabji. Please could you advise whether you know if Srila Prabhupada said anything about this? Any references or quotes will be very appreciated. Thank you very much.
What you're talking about are sabjis that are vegetarian, but that which resemble meat. Presumably this is for the benefit of the tongues of those who have been accustomed to eating meat. It is recorded, I believe, in Kurma Prabhu's excellent book, The Great Transcendental Adventure of Srila Prabhupada in Australia and New Zealand, that Srila Prabhupada, he himself made a vegetable preparation one day of paneer, that's, what do we call that, in fresh cheese chunks, freshly made cheese, freshly curdled cheese, soaked in water in which there was plenty of hing, asafoetida, then deep fried and placed in a spicy tomato sauce. And Srila Prabhupada said this is a meat eater's delight. So Srila Prabhupada made some preparations, or he made that preparation with the idea that people who are addicted to eating meat, they would like this. I remember also when I was quite early in the movement that some young men had come to the temple and they liked it, but they liked meat also, and they didn't want to stay too long because they wanted to eat meat and fish. One of them said, I like to eat fish. And I remember one of our devotees saying, well, these cauliflower pakoras and eggplant pakoras, they taste just like fish. So unfortunately people do have such very gross attachments. And we just had that question about the moods of Vrindavan, but actually the reality of preaching is that many people are a long, long way away from such high levels, and therefore their thought is not to please Krishna, but how to please their tongue. On the whole, I wouldn't suggest soya meat, though, because apparently it's very it's a food that's processed in a very unnatural kind of way. In general, soya is not. Apparently it's not so good for health anyway, and especially when it's chemically processed like this, it's not so very good for health. So I would say try something else, like Srila Prabhupada suggested.